And here we are back again. It is my extreme pleasure to bring to you Opera Saratoga. I'm Ann Perillo. You're watching Schenectady Today in and around the Capital Region. And today I have Ricky Ian Gordon and I have Jennifer Zetlin. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Ricky is a composer. He's been written up in New York Times and, I mean, amazing. And you composed the music. He said he started at 5 years old. Not for this opera, but
no. I should have.
And this one is called Ellen West.
Yes.
And who did the who's the lyricist?
The words. It's a poem by Frank Bedard, who won the Pulitzer Prize this year as well as the National Book Award for his latest volume called Half Light.
Okay, so you are using the poetry and you compose the music to go.
Yes,
with.
And then I set the entire, yes, she's Ellen. I set the whole poem to music, which was written in the form of a script. And then when I was done, I realized I needed more. I wanted a prologue to contextualize the piece. So Frank actually ended up writing a prologue. Oh, Lucy, you gonna climb off?
Lucy is not in the show.
and we also have an epilogue that Frank, it ended up being a collaboration.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yes.
Was that exciting?
Yes, because he's definitely a hero of mine.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite writers ever. So it was shocking how accessible he was in that way. I won't say accessible in other ways because he's a recluse.
Okay. Well, sometimes artists are.
Yes.
And you have Jennifer who's performing the music.
Yes.
Jennifer, you appear all over, a wonderful voice. I mean, this is amazing that you were able to connect here and do Ellen West.
Yeah, I'm really thrilled.
You are Ellen West.
I am Ellen West.
And this is the amazing thing. You know, you think of opera as being, you know, star-crossed lovers and stuff like, but this is different. Tell us about it.
The piece is about, there was in the 30s, a Swiss psychiatrist named Ludwig Binswanger wrote a case study of a woman in his hospital with an eating disorder, and he named her Ellen West, which is a pseudonym. And Frank read this case study when he was in college at Harvard, and 20 years later, and it haunted him. And 20 years later, he turned it into, I think, one of the greatest poems of the 20th century.
I'm going to have to read it because I'm not
stunning.
Familiar with it. Yeah,
it's a stunning piece. The opening line of the poem is, Ellen says, "I love sweets. Heaven would be dying on a bed of vanilla ice cream. But my true self is thin, all profile and effortless gesture. The kind of blonde, elegant girl whose body is the image of her soul." It's an amazing poem, right?
That's amazing.
Yeah. And so I was haunted by it when I read it in the late 90s. I read it in about 1996 after I had a partner who died of AIDS. And I literally had to leave my life. And when I went out into the world, it seemed like the people I came in contact with were poets because I needed to be in contact with people whose experience.
Feelings.
Yes, who were feeling their universe. And it was a very painful time. So I discovered this poem, it haunted me. And 20 years later, I ended up setting it to music. So there's sort of this tradition. And there's also a thing about Ellen was a poet. And at one point it says, in the poem it says,
who in the last months of her life.
In the last months of her life abandoned writing poems in disgust at the failure of her poems is a poem. And Jennifer, let me just say, and so Jennifer is a singer who I saw her years ago. She was at Juilliard.
Couldn't have been that many years ago.
It was like, you know, a half a year ago. And she was in an opera. There was a new opera by Ned Rorm of Our Town. And Jennifer played Emily, and I truly thought it was one of the most remarkable, shattering performances I've ever seen by an opera singer. And I sort of followed her, and then I had an opera premiere, an opera called Morning Star, and she starred in it, and now we're joined at the hip.
So you're working together. So Jennifer, so how long have you been when did that come to you that I want to be an opera star? Most of them, I want to be Beyonce, you know, I want to be, you know.
You know, I started doing musicals when I was seven.
Okay.
And I grew up in Delaware, and I did, my first show was a dinner theater, King and I.
Oh, my goodness.
And I thought, this is it.
This is it.
Broadway.
This is it. Broadway. And, here I come.
And then I actually went to school originally as a music theater major, and I had a voice teacher who, thank goodness, she heard some potential in my voice, and she probably wasn't the first person to say something along those lines, but she was the first person to say it in such an enthusiastic way, and she gave me a ton of recordings to take home and listen to, and something about all of that conversation really intrigued me, and so I became, I sort of changed paths slightly and became an opera singer, and thank goodness.
When you heard about this Ellen West, what did you think about the content of
So the first time I ever heard about Ellen West was Ricky and I were working on a concert together, and it was obviously weighing in his soul at the time, and so he told me about this piece he was working on, and this was several years ago, and he described it to me, and I'm sure he recited some of the words to me, because that's what he does the best. It's so great. I wept in his living room just at the content and the resonance of it. And so then when I was cast in the opera, I was just thrilled to be.
How many are in the opera?
There's just
it's
for two people,
and
then there are two silent characters who play like orderlies, but basically it's for a man and a woman, and the man plays Frank, the poet, and then the doctor, and at a certain point in the way Emma Griffin has staged it, really the husband as well, and then Jennifer plays Ellen.
I mean, the way you explain it to me, Ricky, is like, it touches me.
Listen, it's really deep, beautiful, amazing piece. I'll tell you, do you want to hear one line from the poem?
Sure, I'd love
that
to.
That is, if I had to say the reason I set this poem to music. Lucy, why are you being so squirmy?
That's a line?
Oh, no, that's not the line. The line is, so Ellen eventually, and it's not like a spoiler, but she does, the doctor can't help her. And, you know, in general, eating disorders there's not a great recovery rate. So in the end, she writes a letter to a dear friend in the hospital and then takes poison. And the first line of the letter is so extraordinary to me. She says, "Dearest, I remember how at 18, on hikes with friends, when they rested, sitting down to joke or talk, I circled around them, afraid to hike ahead alone, yet afraid to rest, for I was not yet truly thin."
And that, no matter what they see themselves at, they're not thin enough.
Yeah, and to me, the larger story is none of us feel good enough. I mean, that is sort of the Western enigma, is no one feels good. And this is, I had a therapist who said, he said that every patient he has now, because of social media, essentially, he would coin it as a disorder of measurement.
I'm not good enough.
A disorder of measurement.
I'm not thin enough.
Yes.
I've got too many wrinkles. I've got, my hair isn't,
yes,
it's not lustrous enough.
Because everyone falsely brands themselves.
Yeah.
And it's like the great, you know, highlights of everybody's bland life. And so Ellen West is largely about that to me.
And it touches all of us, really. Mm-hmm. Because if you look, you see these things on social media where it shows how they Photoshop everybody.
Yes.
They aren't, their necks really aren't that long, and their leg and their thighs are not that thin, and they got wrinkles on their thing.
You know, yes.
It's like we're all human, for Pete's sake.
That's right. Those incredible Dior ads with that actress who was in Monster, that gorgeous actress.
Yeah.
You know, it's like
Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron. I mean, those are airbrushed.
No, really?
Oh, my God, yes.
And they are not airbrushing us.
That's the thing. I am this beautiful.
We are all beautiful. It doesn't make any difference.
What's really interesting about the piece is that while it is a piece about a woman who has an eating disorder, it's like Ricky's saying, it it's accessible to everybody because everybody has had the experience in their life of not being enough.
Good enough.
In some way. Yeah. And that's what's really
And Jennifer so beautifully portrays that sort of struggle. And because Ellen West, what fascinated Dr. Binswanger, who's played by this incredible baritone, Keith Fares, is that she is brilliant and articulate, so she sees her circumstances with searing intelligence and articulateness, which is what makes her saga so interesting, that a very famous doctor would dedicate his life to writing a case study of her.